This is TWiT.
Apple had a bad day yesterday, you may not have heard, but the company released a flawed update to iOS 8, causing dropped cell service and non-functioning Touch ID fingerprint readers. After users freaked out, Apple pulled the update. The site iMore.com and others quickly published solutions for removing it, and then later Apple published solutions of their own. Separately, articles and videos began circulating yesterday showing how iPhone 6 phones could be permanently bent in a pocket. The fiasco was quickly and deliciously branded as Benghazi. Shara Tipkin is a senior writer for CNET. She wrote a great story about this, and she joins us now. Welcome to you, Shara.
Hi.
So how is it even possible for a company like Apple, that has a reputation for perfectionism, to distribute a messed up flaw like this?
Oh, which one? The bending or the software?
The software. I mean, they issued this patch, what, a week after the operating system emerged, and it was a train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, they created this to actually try to fix things that were wrong with iOS 8, and they ended up messing up phones even worse. I think the issue was they probably really rushed to get this done, and they maybe didn't do as many tests as they should have. It seems like it only was affecting iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus users, so it kind of raises the question as to whether they were testing it on those devices. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a question how something like this could be so wrong.
How bad is the iOS 8 problem compared to previous versions? Because there was some talk this morning that iOS 7's release also was buggy as well. Is this the high watermark for Apple's foibles, if you will?
No, I don't think so. Whenever there's a new operating system that comes out, there's always going to be errors. You can do as much testing as you want, but when it's smaller teams, it's not millions of people actually using these devices, you're not going to be able to catch everything. And there, some other big mistakes that really come to mind are maps, which everyone remembers how awful those were when it came out a couple years ago. There also was antenna gates with the iPhone 4 back where, the design, the antenna on the phone caused users to lose reception. And Apple initially told people that they were holding their phone wrong before they actually redesigned this and put out a software update and gave millions of people free cases to fix it. So, I don't think this is the biggest issue that Apple's ever had, but it's definitely not a good one.
But just to pursue the question of just how relatively bad this is for Apple, there was another report that came out this week that said that apps are far more likely to crash on iOS 8 than on the previous version. And I wonder if you had a handle on what it is that they're comparing there. Are they comparing the eventually refined version of iOS 7 with the just released version of iOS 8? Or do you think that was an apples to apples comparison, no pun intended, between the initially released versions of each version? What do you think about that? Is that report reflective of a disastrous OS, or is this just business as usual?
I don't think it's a disastrous OS necessarily. I do think there are quite a few bugs that people are complaining about. The report you're talking about, I believe that they were comparing the initial iOS 8 to the initial iOS 7. So until they fixed the update, I believe that's what it was. But there are definitely huge bugs in this. A really big one is HealthKit, which is their program that's supposed to kind of integrate all of your health information, such as how many steps you're walking, your weight, what you're eating, and allow other apps to kind of pull from the information and also contribute to that data. And that was supposed to come out with iOS 8, but it's been delayed until the update comes out.
Shara, let's switch back to the iBend problem, or the phones now known as iBend. What is Apple going to do for users who do bring in bent phones?
Well, there's talk that they will allow you to return the phone. If this becomes a really widespread issue, I think they're going to have to look at how they can design around this and hopefully roll that out for devices that come out either later this year or early next year. They've done that before, like with the iPhone 4 and the antenna issues. My lights went out. But they also could do things like with IntenniGate, they gave everyone a case, so we could possibly see something like that again if this actually becomes a widespread issue as opposed to just a few people.
Yeah, this is another case where I just am trying to get a handle on how bad it is exactly. I got my iPhone 6 Plus right here. I'm not going to bend it to find out how easy it is to bend. I'm just sort of counting on the journalists and users out there to sort all this out. Statistically speaking, if hardly anybody has a bent phone in real life, then it's really not a problem. If, on the other hand, normal use by people in skinny jeans, presumably, who sit down and bend their phones, well, that's a real problem. So is this a byproduct of Apple's obsession with thinness on the one hand? And of course, BlackBerry and Samsung are slamming Apple in ads and sort of making fun of Apple, pointing and laughing. Is that fair criticism? Is this a design flaw on part of Apple, or is this just somebody blowing an obscure problem out of proportion?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily obscure, because the people who are having the bending issues, it's actually happening while they're sitting and having it in their pocket. So it's not necessarily people actually like trying to go and bend these. We've seen people who are doing that to actually show how easy it is. But this was something that seems to just be happening when people are using this in their daily lives. And as you said, it's definitely everybody's trying to get thinner and lighter with these devices. And Apple uses aluminum, which, it's the materials it uses to get it thinner and lighter. It's allowing it to, it takes away some of the stability of the device. So it's definitely a trade-off of how thin and light can you go before these actually lose some of their functionality.
Yeah, it seems to me that it's mostly a problem for people with superhuman strength, like the that one reviewer, or super tight pants. Either way, it's going to be a problem. Shar Tipkin writes at CNET.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Shar Tipkin. Thank you so much for joining us, Shara.
Thanks, guys.